Sawney tipped the plate with his foot paw.
Am I supposed to eat this mess?
She smiled coaxingly.
Yeah, 'tis the mackerel without skin or bone, stewed in milkweed and dock. Thy stomach'll favour it.
The ferret drew from his belt a lethally beautiful knife, straight-bladed, razor-sharp, with a brilliant blue sapphire set into its amber handle. Delicately, he picked up a morsel of fish on the knife point and tasted it.
This is good. I like it.
Grisul sat down beside him.
None can cook for thee like I.
She watched him eating a while before speaking again.
Thou art going to ask me about the Tagarung. I feel it.
Sawney picked a sliver of fish from between his teeth.
Aye. Have there been any more signs of the Tagarung?
Antigra interrupted by leaping up and thrusting her baby forward at them.
Fools!
She shouted defiantly.
Can't you see my Zan is the Tagarung?
The entire camp fell silent. Creatures turned away from their cooking fires to see what would happen. Sawney stood up, one paw holding his stomach, the other pointing the knife at Antigra.
If you were not a mother nursing a babe, you would be dead where you stand. No beast called Sawney Wrath a fool.
Antigra was shaking with rage. The baby stoat had set up a thin wail, but her voice drowned it out.
I demand you recognise my son as Tagarung.
Sawney gritted his teeth. Thrusting the dagger back into his belt, he turned aside, snarling at Grisul.
Tell that stoat why her brat cannot be called Tagarung.
Grisul stood between them, facing Antigra, and took a starling skull, threaded on thin twine from her belt. She swung it in a figure of eight until the air rushing through the iron beak sockets made a shrieking whistle.
Hearken, Antigra. Even a long-dead bird can mock thee. Shout all thou like. 'Twill not make thine offspring grow to be the Tagarung. You it is who are a fool. Can thou not see the omens are all wrong? Even though you call him Zan, which means mighty one, he will never be the chosen beast. I see all. Grisul knows. Take thou my word now. Go back to your fire and nurse the babe and be silent, both of ye.
Antigra held the newborn stolt up high, shaking the babe until it wailed even more loudly.
Never!
She cried. Sawney winced as his stomach gave a sharp twinge. He turned upon the stolt mother, roaring dangerously.
Enough! You have heard my seer. The omens are wrong. Zan can never be called Tagarung. Unless you want to challenge me for the leadership of the clan and change the Juskarath law to suit yourself, I command you to silence your scolding tongue and speak no more of the matter.
He turned and went into his tent, but Antigra was not prepared to let the matter lie. Every beast heard her shout after him.
Then you are challenged, Sawney Wrath.
His stomach pains immediately forgotten.